DreamWorks is hoping to parlay its summer blockbuster Shrek 2 into a hit on Wall Street. The company yesterday announced plans to sell stock in its animation unit. DreamWorks hopes that investors respond because it needs the money. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
10 years after it was created by Steven Spielberg, David Geffen, and Jeffrey Katzenberg, DreamWorks hasn't fulfilled its founders' dreams. They imagined a company that would be a powerhouse in film, television, and music. Entertainment industry analyst Harold Vogel.
Well, back 10 years ago, they had a much different view of things, but the costs of making films have gone up substantially. Television has become a much more difficult business over the years, and a lot of the things that they thought they could do just didn't work out.
DreamWorks is out of the music business. It's running a television production boutique. Its films performed strongly in the past with hits like the Oscar-winning American Beauty, but it's struggled in the last year with live-action films like Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. The company also has a mixed track record in animation, flopping with films like Sinbad, Legend of the Seven Seas. But DreamWorks also has created the summer's biggest movie, Shrek 2.
Now, ye augur, pray for mercy from puss in woods.
Shrek's success might lure investors to roll the dice on DreamWorks' animation division. So far, the company hasn't been specific about the date of the stock sale or the estimated asking price, but DreamWorks might try to raise as much as $650 million. Analyst Hal Vogel points out that the offering will enable DreamWorks to repay its biggest investor, billionaire Paul Allen, who can ask for his money back next year. DreamWorks also has plans to release 8 costly animated movies by 2007.
At the end of the day, it comes down to needing the cash to proceed with the ambitious schedule that they've set for themselves.
DreamWorks now hopes for a Wall Street success like that enjoyed by Pixar, the powerhouse that produced Toy Story and Finding Nemo. If the deal succeeds, as Vogel predicts it will, Katzenberg will run the animation company. Steven Spielberg will remain at the helm of the privately held film and television production company. David Geffen will have a role in both companies, at least on paper. Industry sources say he's played a diminished role at DreamWorks in the past year, partly because of persistent back problems. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.